The business of print journalism hasn't gotten easier with the rise of the internet. But tariffs on Canadian paper applied earlier this year are making things tougher for an industry that's already under siege. On Tuesday, a bipartisan group of lawmakers testified against those tariffs in front of the U.S. International Trade Commission. Congressman Brian Higgins, a Democrat representing New York's 26th district, was one of them. Congressman, welcome.
Good to be with you.
So what are local newspapers, why are local newspapers particularly under threat with this tariff? You mentioned the Buffalo News.
Yeah, it's a supply and demand issue. The Buffalo News, for example, their monthly expenses has increased by $600,000 because of these tariffs. The Trump administration imposed the tariffs in response to a paper manufacturer, paper maker in Washington State, but they have wreaked havoc throughout New York State and throughout the country with respect to newspapers and driving up the operational costs of each of those newspapers.
And what's the rationale behind this tariff? I mean, you mentioned this was something that a paper manufacturer wanted. Is this a tariff gone awry? Was it meant to protect a certain industry, or is it actually having the opposite effect?
Well, there is no rationale behind it. I think that's fundamentally the problem. And I think that's why you saw both Republicans and Democrats testify yesterday against the imposition of these tariffs. It seems as though it's one company that communicated to the White House, and typical of this White House, they're reactionary without a lot of forethought, which is creating problems generally and specifically with respect to newsprint, and not only the Buffalo News, but as has been mentioned by others, other newspapers throughout the country, which are forced to cut back on their operations, which limits the distribution of good news that people rely on every day to keep updated as to what's going on in the country and in their local communities.
Could this be an unintended political consequence to this tariff? I mean, we are in an era right now, in a moment right now, where the news media in particular are under threat and under attack often from this administration. So is this, whether indirectly or directly, impacting, having a political impact on the media?
Well, I think that's part of it, but I think, typically this administration is reactionary. Their instinct is to attack without a lot of forethought. And, the amazing thing to me, and I'm a member of Congress, the United States Constitution is very clear that it's Congress and not the president that has the powers vested in it as an institution to levy tariffs. Congress, by doing nothing, is allowing the administration to continue this. I truthfully, based on my experience, based on my intuition, I don't think this White House understands the complexity of trade, and particularly between the United States and Canada, and we should be aligning ourselves with Canada that shares our values as it relates to worker rights, the human rights, the environment. We have similar economies. We should be, using that leverage to negotiate a much more favorable deal for both the United States and Canada.
What happens next, Congressman?
Well, the commission will make a ruling, I think, based on the testimony that was provided. As I said, it was good bipartisan support for removing these tariffs and allowing competition to take place so that newspapers in Buffalo, but throughout New York State and the country, can compete on a level playing field. Right now, that economy has been distorted.
Congressman Brian Higgins represents the 26th District in New York. Congressman, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.